This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on release of high-yielding, climate-resilient and bio-fortified varieties of crops to boost farm yield. The participants are Dr. D.K. Yadav, Additional Director General, Indian Council of Agricultural Research, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, Anchor.
I'm joined in the studio by our Honorable Expert, Dr. D.K. Yadav. Sir, a warm welcome to you in the program.
Thank you, Arjunji.
Dr. Yadav, for the benefit of our listeners, could you tell us, what are biofortified crops and why they're so important right now?
Biofortified is in fact an enrichment of any genotype or plant through the normal plant breeding process. And currently, whatsoever the teas are available, so they have been bred through the routine plant breeding process where we are using the different donors, where the content of the different nutritive components like iron, zinc, protein, that lysine, tryptophan, provitamin A, and other components are also there. So they enhanced in the normal varieties. Those nutritive components, they are increased. So such type of material where the nutrient components have been increased through the process of breeding, so they are generally called as the biofortified varieties, and they are naturally better in their nutritive component than the normal varieties which are prevailing, and they definitely help in the elevation of malnutrition in masses, because generally for elevating the malnutrition problem, we have the three types of modes are there. One is the dietary diversification, second is the medical supplementation, and third one is the fortification. Fortification means you are adding something artificially through the mechanization. So the biofortification is one process where if you have added in a variety, like in case of wheat, now we have almost 50% of the variety, rather 60% of the varieties which are in the field now, they are biofortified for iron, zinc and protein. So in that case, you need not to do any separate delivery system. The Indian Council of Agriculture Research, through its National Agriculture Research System, till now we have developed more than 150 biofortified varieties, out of which maximum number is in case of wheat. And we are trying to take these varieties to the maximum farmers' field, so the product which is coming, that can come at a larger scale in the market and consumer can get advantage of that.
So Dr. Yadav, since you are a scientist and our listeners would like to know that what is the nutritional value of the food that they're consuming. So let's try and understand this. By means of plant breeding, we are adding the nutritional value on the edible plants. And you mentioned about wheat, rice and maize, where now they are more iron and zinc and protein rich for the benefit of those who are consuming it. You also mentioned about vitamins and minerals. So when you talk about iron and zinc, they are minerals. When you talk about vitamin A, vitamin C, for instance, vitamin C, tomato and mustard, for instance, vitamin A rich, carrot, pumpkin and spinach. So how does this place scientifically and taste of these food items when they consume it? Is it as tasty as the food that they used to?
Yeah, as far as the process is concerned, so I have already told that it is the breeding process where we are improving the different traits like the drought tolerance and the heat tolerance and others. So we have a huge germplasm within a crop, and that germplasm per crop that is being characterized for the different traits. So in addition to the various yield and yield contributing traits, biotic-abiotic stress tolerance traits, the quality traits are also the important quality traits. They are also being characterized. And in that case, some donors are generally identified which are having much higher concentration of a particular nutrient. Like in case of wheat, the protein in general in case of wheat is 8%, 8 to 9%. And in case of iron and zinc, again 28 to 30 ppm. But we could identify some of the donors which were having much higher concentration of these three components. So we started, generally we go for the breeding program. There are different methodologies, methods of breeding of the variety. Through that, after taking almost 8 to 9 years, we are through hybridization program, then selection for the better one for higher nutritive value along with the yield also, because if the yield will not be there, So no farmer will be in a position to take. And generally in our system, there is no that special price or premium price is available for the biofortified material till now, because we don't have any segregation system in the mandi also that the farmer can get the higher price for the biofortified. So its yield potential should also be higher. So yield potential plus the biofortified trait, which we have targeted, it is coming, then definitely this product will be a perfect product. And in that direction we are working. And in most of the cases, the traits, as you have already mentioned, we are working the specific traits for the specific varieties. So like in case of maize, we are working on the tryptophan, lysine, vitamin A. So these are the traits based on the consumer, who is consuming that product. So poultry feed, most of the maize is going in the poultry feed. So there we require the quality of the protein, which is coming from the egg, which is coming from the meat. So that type of target is there. Wheat is our generally the most consumable crop. So in that we have taken care of the iron, zinc and protein. So in general, that is almost like in case of wheat, now we have the varieties with the benchmark which we have put, it is 12% of the protein. So almost it is 40 to 50% higher than the normal variety. Likewise, the iron we have put the 40% limit. So again, it is almost 25%. Zinc also the same limit, 42%. So that is again 20 to 30% higher than the normal varieties of wheat. And we try to have the maximum production of seed of such type of material so that this seed can reach to the farmers in the minimum time of its release. And then further the product can reach to the mandi in the very early time and in a very short time, and consumer can have the advantage of that.
So how does farmers source these biofortified seeds which lead to high yield crop? How do they source the seed itself?
We have a very strong system of seed delivery in our country, and I think the most strongest system is there. After release of the variety, purest seed which the breeder has, the person who was involved in the breeding of that variety, that is in a very less quantity. So that seed we call as the nucleus seed. Then after multiplication of this nucleus seed, that is the breeder seed. So breeder seed is produced based on the indents coming from the various states, various FPOs, public sector undertakings and the private sector to the ICR. Production and delivery of breeder seed is the mandate of the Indian Council of Agriculture Research and the Ministry of Agriculture, the seed section there. So we work together. So the all the indents from the different states variety wise, they are coming to the ministry, and before finalizing these indents, we are discussing with the state seed producing agency. All our directors who are custodians of these varieties in the breeding program, they know that from where it has been bred. So based on that, the newer varieties, the biofortified varieties, they are put in the seed chain, and based on the indents which we are receiving from the various parties, the breeder seed is produced by the ICR. 65 centers are there in ICR Institute and State Agriculture Institute, and that breeder seed is based on the production again that is allotted to the different indenting agencies. Ultimately, that breeder seed which they take, they further multiply in the larger quantity as the foundation seed, and the next stage which goes to the farmers is the certified seed. So once after release of the variety, this seed is going to the farmers, and ultimately farmer is procuring from these agencies this seed.
So the certified seed gives you the high yield. What is the life cycle from the time you sow the seed till you harvest? What is the time involved, and is it an improvement from the previous one?
I think in a few cases the improvement of time is also there. Like in case of pulse, generally we see that mung bean, if we see the crop, generally is harvested just from sowing to harvesting from 80 days, 85 days, 75 days. So we have now in case of mung bean, we have the varieties with 65 to 70 days. We have the varieties in case of lentil also, short duration lentil is there, 110 days, 115 days. And in case of wheat also, the varieties, two varieties which are there, they are for the southern part of the country. So they are also having the reduced date to maturity, and we try to have the shorter duration without compromising with the yield, because generally under the stress conditions, once the variety is short duration, so that escapes the various stress periods because of its short duration, early maturity. So that efforts we are making, and we try to take these materials to the farmer's field. And generally once the new variety is coming, so large scale demonstrations by the ministry under the mini-kit trials, Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, and through the frontline demonstrations, the funding is given by the ministry through our All India Coordinated Research Projects of the different crops, through our KVKs. So these seeds are being taken to the farmers' field so that they can see their performance, they can understand about their yielding ability. So that component, that is one solution, but we try to have the large scale demonstrations in those areas for which these varieties have been recommended, so that the farmers, they can understand the production level and the various traits of these varieties. And you talked about the taste and other things of the biofortified materials. So there is no difference in taste and no issue, and that is normally the same taste is there as the conventional varieties are there.
The time has improved in terms of the shorter duration of the yield from sowing to harvest. Then there is also the risk involved. There is crop rotation takes place because now the farmer has more opportunities to go in for another type of crop under conditions which are favorable. My next point is that what about the volume of production? Has that gone up when you talk about yield? And what is the link to the farmer's income?
Definitely the yield levels of all these varieties, even under stress conditions, are also improved in comparison to the prevailing variety. And I told in the beginning also that we have a very specific system of evaluation of the variety through the All India Coordinated Projects, and one variety after development by the breeder that is tested for 3 years at the multi-location in a particular zone. We have the 6 agroclimatic zones for this testing of these varieties in all the crops, and based on the best variety which is prevailing in that zone, superiority of the test variety which we have released, that variety is being released. Or if it is having some very specific traits like quality or the abiotic stress tolerance, sometimes drought is there, heat is there, salinity tolerance is there, so in that case we may compromise with the yield that it should be equivalent to the already existing variety but with a special trait. So that is a general principle to promote these varieties. Now we are connecting with the farmers, with the industry also. Industry is also getting more and more awareness about the quality material. So once it is coming, so definitely that will be helping. We have already experiments with the biofortified maize, with the poultry, with the cattle, and the results are very positive in terms of its food conversion ratio, in terms of its body weight gain, and the quality of the material, the eggs, the meat which is coming, it is also biofortified. So that type of work is going on, and in the times to come, I think it will be systematized and our consumers will be benefited out of it, and farmers will be benefited in terms of the income which they will be generating out of it.
Dr. Yadav, finally, what has been the response of the Honorable Prime Minister of India, Shri Narendra Modi, about this?
Honorable Prime Minister was very happy. We had the 3 sites for this program. One was specifically for this oilseed, pulses, millets and forage crops. The second site was having the rice, wheat, maize, barley and this sugar crops, fiber crops, potential crops. And third one was for the horticulture crops. As I mentioned, fruits were there, vegetables there, tuber crops were there, spices, plantation crop, flowers and medicinal plants. And he first asked the scientist, what you are doing, how you have done it, and why it should not be done like this. He suggested very good points, and particularly for taking these materials to the farmer's field at the shortest time. That was his one concern, and he interacted with the farmers about these varieties, how much you are associated with the KVKs, with the research centers, how scientists are interacting. So he interacted with almost all the 30 farmers individually, and he was very happy that the farmers are aware about the technology, and during the interaction with the scientists also, regarding oil content, he asked many questions that we have increased only 2%. So we just mentioned, sir, it takes almost 10 to 12 years to increase 1% of the oil. So he was very happy that you have done a very good job. Likewise, in case of this rice varieties, we mentioned individually that this is for the salinity tolerance, this is for the drought tolerance, direct seeded rice he saw in the field also. So he was very much impressed, and he appreciated all for these efforts being made.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. D.K. Yadav. I think you've educated me also in this program, the variety of traits that you have now inculcated in these certified seeds, which is growing into crop, and then, of course, leading to higher yield also, and tackling our issues related to food security. Thank you so much, Dr. D.K. Yadav, for being with us on Akashvani. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks to you as well as the listeners. Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on release of high yielding, climate resilient and biofortified varieties of crops to boost farm yield. The participants were Dr. D.K. Yadav, Additional Director General, Indian Council of Agricultural Research, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com.